Powering the Future.
Hello and a warm welcome to the listeners of Powering the Future, our podcast series wherein you hear from industry experts and academicians on topics that impact us as an individual and as a professional. In today's podcast, we bring to you key insights on EUMDR amendment. We would like to begin by introducing our speaker, Dr. Anita Joshi. Dr. Joshi holds a PhD degree in biotechnology from the National Institute of Virology, India, along with a strong technical foundation of 10 years in academics. She has had an exciting and challenging career spanning more than 25 years in biotech industry in leadership roles for a host of strategic projects in IVD and biopharma. So without any further ado, let me now hand it over to Dr. Joshi for sharing key insights on EUMDR amendment.
Before I tell you more about this amendment, let me first set the context for the European MDR regulation, or the CE marking regulation as it is popularly known, or the EU 2017/745 regulation, which was published on 26th May 2017 and which regulates the production and distribution of medical devices in Europe. As you all know, compliance to the CE marking regulation is a mandatory requirement for all manufacturers who wish to sell their products in the EU region. The earlier directives are replaced by this regulation, and a three-year transition period was given till 2020 for transitioning from MDD to MDR. The regulation is a drastic change from the directives. It reinforces the regulatory framework for medical devices, brings in far more stringent requirements for the manufacturers, especially for safety and performance of the devices. This strengthens the oversight and much more control of the medical devices placed on the European market. But due to an unprecedented situation, the COVID pandemic, the 3 years of transition were not sufficient and an extra year had to be given to the manufacturers for compliance. And so the EU MDR entered into application on the 26th of May 2021 instead of 2020. So why did the new amending regulation come into place at all? The situation in 2021 wasn't any better in terms of complying with the regulation. Due to the pandemic, the manufacturers were still far behind in their transition activities from MDD to MDR. Additionally, the capacity of the existing notified bodies was not sufficient to ensure that medical devices underwent conformity assessments by the original date of 26th May 2024, which was the deadline. If the certificates of medical devices under MDD become invalid, and the manufacturers have not yet been able to transition to MDR, the devices would have to be pulled off the market after 26th May 2024. This would have led to a very critical situation in Europe where healthcare is concerned, since there would be shortages in supplies of medical devices. The European Commission estimates that more than 21,000 legacy certificates under the previous directive would become invalid between January 2023 and May 2024 alone. Considering this, a proposal was put forth, and it has already been accepted in January 2023 for amending the MDR and IVDR regulations. The new regulation, known as EU 2023/607, was published on 20th March 2023. It prevents the anticipated shortages of medical devices so that healthcare services do not get disrupted and can continue to function smoothly. Due to it, the manufacturers and notified bodies will be given more time for transition. But it should be noted that other than changing the transition timelines, the new regulation does not lower current quality and safety requirements. The absolute aim of providing high level of protection in the form of safe and effective devices remains unchanged. So let me tell you what the changes are which are brought in by this new amending regulation. Firstly, the new amending regulation brings in extended timelines for medical devices, and these are based on the risk class of the device. This will ensure continued access to medical devices for patients. In other words, the validity of certificates under MDD has been extended. However, please note that the new transition dates by device class apply only to legacy devices, meaning those devices having a valid MDD certificate before the 26th May 2021. These devices may continue to be placed on the market or put into service until the following extended timelines and dates. Firstly, December 31st, 2027 for all the high-risk devices, that is class 3 devices, and for class 2B implantable devices. Secondly, December 31st, 2028 for the rest of the devices, that is all class 2B non-implantable devices, all class 2A and class 1 devices which are sterile or having a measuring function. These devices have low to moderate risk. And lastly, May 26, 2026 for class 3 custom-made implantable devices. Apart from the extended timelines, the second change brought in by the new amendment is that it will also allow medical devices which are already placed on the market and available for sale according to the current legal framework to remain on the market. That is, there will be no sell-off date which were described in the MDR. And what is the sell-off date? It is that date after which a device which is already on the market but not yet with users would have to be withdrawn or destroyed. So these are the devices which are found in the supply chain and warehouses. With no sell-off dates, these devices can remain on the market or be put into service without any time limitation. This change will help prevent medical device shortages in the EU and also prevent unnecessary destruction of devices. It could even lead to increased availability of devices on the market. To summarize, the amending regulation EU 2023/607 brings in two changes. One is the extended timelines, and secondly, no sell-off dates. Now let us understand what conditions must be fulfilled to benefit from the amending regulation. Firstly, very important to note that by 26 May 2024, manufacturers must have a QMS in place aligned to Article 10.9 of the EU MDR, and they need to have started transitioning to the new regulation. Secondly, manufacturers need to have applied to a notified body by the 26th of May 2024. And lastly, they should have signed an agreement with the said notified body by 26th September 2024. So time is imperative, and we have less than a year to fulfill these conditions. The amendment emphasizes that only devices that are deemed safe can continue to be placed on the market. As a manufacturer, you need to know about this regulation, the changed timelines and conditions to be fulfilled, so that you do not miss the bus. If you wish to avail the benefits of the extended timelines, you must comply with the earlier mentioned conditions. Also, you may need to review your market strategies and adapt to new transition deadlines so that you can continue to stay compliant to the EU MDR, especially if your products are already on the market. Despite this delayed transition, you should definitely not slow down your pace for complying with the regulations to avoid any delays in conformity assessments later on. So how can TÜV-SÜD help you? Please visit the TÜV-SÜD website to explore all the various trainings on EU MDR. These include classroom or virtual instructor-led training programs, and also there are some e-learning programs which you can attend at your own convenience. This brings us to the end of the podcast. Thank you so much for listening on.
Thank you, Dr. Anita Joshi, for sharing your views on an important medical regulation. With that, we come to the end of this podcast. I would just like to remind our listeners that all our podcasts are available on our website. You can also subscribe to our podcast channel across all major streaming platforms. Thanks once again for listening, and we look forward to catching up with you on the next episode of Power in the Future.